Ever wonder whether it's the right time for you to launch a high-ticket group program? What should you include? What do you need to think about? Is this the right type of offer for your personality? Today, I'm sitting down with Heather Crabtree. Yep, the Heather Crabtree. Heather is a business coach for visionary businesswomen, and she helps them scale their businesses with group programs, masterminds, and membership. Heather runs Your Savvy Business Circle and has mentored and coached hundreds of female entrepreneurs wanting the same thing as you: more freedom, more money, and more impact. She has launched hugely successful online courses, a membership community, masterminds, live events, and now this high-touch group program. She's done it all, and she's done it all really well. In this episode, she's dishing her best strategies to launch and run that high-ticket group program. It's packed with amazing tips, guys. This is a really good episode. Plus, Heather is just one of the nicest humans ever, so you're gonna love listening in on this chat with her. So grab a cup of coffee or tea and let's dive in. You're listening to the Passive Project Podcast, where we talk about how to build your online business to make more income, more impact, and give you more freedom in your life. I'm Gemma Bonham Carter, business strategist, mom of two, lover of passive income, automation, and coffee. Welcome to the podcast. All right, guys, get ready. I am so excited. We have the one and only Heather Crabtree on the show today. Welcome, Heather.
Oh, thank you. I don't know about the one and only today. I'm feeling a little like the one and only in a bad way.
Well, you are definitely, I've been like a huge source of inspiration to me, and I followed you for a long, long time. And you guys, actually, I'm going to tell you this story before Heather and I even get into our conversation, but I went to Arizona at the end of 2019 for a little family holiday, and I mentioned it on Instagram stories that I was going to be going, and none other than Heather messaged me back saying, "Oh, hey girl, you're going to be in my hometown. Let's meet up." And I died. I actually died when I got that DM from you. I ran and told my husband, like, absolute online business celebrity. Messaging me back. Yeah, it couldn't, and then we had the nicest little like meetup over.
We did.
Over
juice. We had so much fun. It was so great. I'm so glad that we did it.
Yeah, it was so fun. So, Heather, welcome to the show. For those, I mean, the small few who maybe don't know you, do you want to just let us know kind of who you are and what you do and who you serve?
Yeah, of course. So, I am a business coach. I'm also a mama to a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old and one on the way any day now.
Any day.
So that's a big part of my life. And I actually started in law. So I have a business background. I was an attorney. I really hated it. So then I moved on to the other end of the spectrum, and I opened up a wedding and event planning company, and we grew that, and I had a business partner, and then we sold that in 2014. And then in about 2010, I started coaching people in the wedding and event industry just because a lot of people were asking me questions, and it kind of just came up organically. And so I've been coaching, consulting, you know, I know people have a feelings about saying coaching. So I, whatever you want to call it, strategizing for 10 years now. And I've been an entrepreneur for almost 20.
Yeah. That's
so,
amazing.
I've done a lot. I've had the service-based business. I have my online business now. I've done a lot of things in the online business, which we'll talk about. So, you know, I don't like to say I'm old. I'm a little bit, you know, more experienced.
Yeah, totally.
But no, I'm still learning like every day, like everybody else. So
yeah, no, I love that. So, let's talk about, so you had started all like doing some like coaching or consulting on the mm-hmm. side of your service-based business. When was it that you launched your first ever digital product? Because our listeners are largely, you know, course creators, membership site owners, or right. people who are wanting to launch something like that. So when what was your first foray into that kind of medium?
My first thing that I launched was a course. It was called Streamline with Systems, because when I was coaching people one-on-one, the biggest thing in those service-based industries was that they did not have systems set up properly.
Right.
And they were recreating the wheel all the time. And it was driving me crazy. I was like, oh my gosh, every person I talk to, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And I was like, well, I mean, I'm just saying the same thing over again. I might as well record myself. And so I put it into a course. So how that worked out is that I actually did it as, at the time, was like more of a premium course. I don't know how it lays, you know, where it goes now, but it was like an $800 course, which mm-hmm. is, and I, my goal was just to get like 30 people in it. And so I launched that course knowing nothing, honestly. Like, I was totally new into the online space. I knew nothing about online business at all. It was totally a growing experience for me. But I just went full, I totally stepped in to the pool and was like, here we go.
Yeah. And just for clarification's sake, yep. This is when you were still running your, you were also still running your service-based business, or you had sold that by this time?
That. Yeah. Cause when I was, when I was doing, I was just doing consulting. So that was one-on-one coaching when I had sold the business at this time. Yeah. And this is how I basically started the online business. I was doing, I had a few clients that were one-on-one and I just kept seeing again.
Yeah. But you were already building that like Heather Crabtree brand.
Yes. I just started it. Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess the step back before that was I started a Facebook group. So that's kind of how the Savvy Business Owners was the Facebook group that I had. And that's kind of how it all took off.
Yeah.
At the beginning, just have a place, a community, a place for people to be. So anyway, I did the course. I was like, I just want to sell. So I made $30,000 on the first launch and I was like ecstatic. I was like, what is this new thing that I like, I was just,
it yeah, was like, you've hit the jackpot.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially coming from a business where I had just worked my booty off mm-hmm. every weekend. I was just tired, honestly.
Totally.
I did not plan on being in the wedding industry for 11 years. It just kind of happened, and I learned so much and I loved it. And I love that time in my life, but it was just, I was in a new season. You know, mm-hmm. I had two kids at this point. When I started my business, heathercrabtree.com, I actually remember when I first did my website for it, I was pregnant. Like I am now, like 9 months pregnant launching it. And I remember doing like a video and I was like breathing heavy. That's how I remember that. I was like, I remember that. So anyway, it was just a new season of my life. And so then I did the course. That was awesome. And then I realized like I wanted to serve more people. So then I launched the course again, but I actually took a lot of the one-on-one stuff that I was still doing in it. And then I lowered the price to, I can't remember, it's so long ago now, but I think it was like $250.
Okay.
And I learned a lot. I just took all the feedback that I got from when I launched it the first time, took that back, and I launched it the second time. And then I kind of fell out of love with like the system stuff because mm-hmm. I'd done it so much before with like right. people. And I was just like, I feel like my calling is so much bigger than this. But it was a great place for me to start. And so that niche was really great for me because I knew it really well. I knew their problem points. And I think that that's something that I always, you know, share, and I know you do too. It's like, what is it that you can really narrow in on and be really good at first? It doesn't mean you can't expand.
Yes.
But you kind of got to be known for something. And so, yeah, that time of my life. And then that led on to the next thing. So,
yeah, I love, what a great story. So now that you've like, that was, you know, quite a while ago and you've had other products and offers and you've done memberships and masterminds and courses and group coaching programs and so many different things. Now, when you look back on all of those different offers, like what's really interesting is in talking to you is that not many people are where you are because so many people are only 1 or 2 years into this, right?
Right.
Whereas you can really look back and have a really interesting bird's eye view perspective of all of those things that you have gone through and launched and worked with with clients on.
Yeah.
When you look back at it now, are there particular mediums? Because I always get asked like, oh, should I launch a course or membership? Or should it be a group coaching program? Or should it, maybe it's a mastermind. When you look back on it now, are there pros and cons to them that you think are really important for people to understand?
Yeah, I think that one, you really have to know yourself and your personality, because you have to know how much you're willing to give of yourself.
Right.
And what your personality is. So I'm a relationship, like, get in there, know everything about your members kind of gal. Like, that's just who I am. And I've acknowledged that. My business manager sometimes is like, oh my gosh, you have to know everything about everyone. And they're a little annoying. I know she says some days probably, but for me, I know that about myself. I am Enneagram 2. So I am the helper. I'm like the mama bear. So I'm not like hands in the cookie jar of everything, because I have a business manager and a designer, and we have a small little team. And so they all do their own thing and what they're really good at. But what I'm great at is like pouring into people and just really diving in with them and making them feel like part of the family, while also giving them strategy. And so because I know that about myself, some things work better for me than others. So like when I was doing the course, I didn't like the course after a little bit, because I felt like I wasn't, I wanted to help, and I felt like the transformation wasn't there that I needed for my own heart.
Right.
And so, yeah, so that just didn't feel as good to me, but I mean, that doesn't mean that it won't work for someone else. You just really have to know like what is it that drives you, and what do you, I mean, if you're a person that doesn't want to do a lot of community stuff, then think about that when whatever you're doing, you know, because like a membership, and here's the thing though, I do want to make this caveat. Everybody says, or I feel like it's been become a thing that you have to do things a certain way. And this is like the template for it. And everyone does, you know, has to do it the same way. And I just don't believe in that. I think, when you don't do it the same way, that's really when you stand out and you succeed. But I think that people have been told, like, you have, like, especially for membership, that you have to have, you know, this, you have to have a Facebook group, and you have to do, and there's no have to do anyway.
No.
In any of it. So I think you just have to know when you're setting it up, like what your people need. That's what I say. What are their problems? We've talked about this. You know, how can you solve those specific problems, and what do you actually need in the group program, the course, the membership, whatever it is that is actually going to solve those problems? Don't throw in the kitchen sink.
Right.
Solve the problems that they have, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
But I also think it depends on. So when I had my membership, I had a lot more people. Right.
Yes.
So I also think it depends on, you know, do you want to scale? It's different ways of scaling your business. So do you want to scale with something that is a lower priced item that you have to have a lot of people?
It's volume. Or,
yeah. Or do you want to scale with a high ticket item that you have less people, but you charge more?
Yes.
I mean, and that's just something I do think with the high ticket items sometimes. Actually any of it, I feel like you need to have experience, or you've tested the waters before you just go all in on one thing. So that's what I did. I just kept testing the waters and seeing what I liked and I didn't. So,
yeah. And that really interesting mix of like, what's the medium in which my people are going to get the transformation and the results that they're going to get, but then also balancing that with what's the medium in which I thrive and,
yes,
and you know, it feels fulfilling to me and exciting to me, and,
yeah,
and like figure out what the combination is of those two things, which is really interesting. Not a lot of people talk about that.
Yeah. So now I actually, we'll talk about it, I'm sure, in a minute, but now I have the high ticket thing. And then we actually are doing like something that's part of it, but a lower priced thing that, kind of like a course, but not, like with some cool touches to it. So I think that what I'm really a big proponent on is dive into something, try it. Don't let go of it just because one thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
So like with the membership, I had that for 2 years. Really the reason I shut it down was because my daughter had cancer. And so it was me having to produce a lot of content the way we set it up. And there were many masterminds within it. So it was a lot of stuff moving, a lot of moving parts. And it just didn't serve me in the time of my life. And it wasn't serving my members the way I had originally envisioned it.
Right.
So for me, like, but we went through probably like 10 iterations of that membership from where we started. And I had it built from scratch. So every time we'd make a change, my designer was like, oh my gosh, we're changing this. And they were just some of them were just small tweaks, but still, you know, that was a lot. But I really believe that to be successful, you have to listen to your members or your clients and go, okay, what are they saying that they need? And if I'm not providing that, don't let your ego or your pride stop you from shifting whatever that product is so that it does serve your people well.
Absolutely. Always be chasing the results, like be results driven as the digital entrepreneur, and you will succeed, because that's the bottom line. Most important thing that people are coming to you for is to like get the solution to their problem and see the results that they want to achieve. And if you can help them do that, you're going to have like the marketing becomes easier. The messaging becomes easier. Everything becomes easier because you can stand behind those results.
Yeah. You have to be willing to like adapt, pivot, evolve.
100%.
If you let your ego and pride get in the way and you're like, nope, this is what I created. This is what I said I was going to do. And I'm just going to stick with this. You'll lose out.
Absolutely.
You'll be kind of left in the dust.
So. I can't even tell you how much I've had my membership only for 1 year so far. And it looks radically different than it did the minute the day we launched it. It has,
but you've improved it so much, and like it's rocking and rolling now. So
yes,
like, you know, it's all for good reason. That's what you have to do.
Exactly. Great, evolve.
Yeah. Great business owners, entrepreneurs do that. So
yeah. Okay. So the next thing I wanted to chat about while we have you on this episode is around this idea of creating a high ticket offer, because that is, you know, what you've now done with the Savvy Business Circle, and you have experience with masterminds and other kinds of high ticket offers. And I think that it's often a lot of digital product entrepreneurs who have started with a course or membership, it is often like that next level thing that they're looking to create to build out that ascension model in their business.
Yep.
So what in your experience has been like, I don't know, the most important considerations or elements that you've sort of had to think through when crafting something that's high ticket?
Yeah, I think you have to think of the delivery and the experience that you're given. It's different than most courses or memberships. So if someone's paying a high price, your experience, you know, the client, customer, member experience, and also the way you deliver it has to be different.
Right.
And you really have to think about those points. So, you know, when you're talking about a course, so I you know, like, what's the different factors that I think about are, what's the buy-in? How are people buying into it? With a course, it's usually like, click a button, here it is, you get the course, it's all there, or whatever. With a high-ticket item, it usually doesn't happen. It's different. So, you know, for us, it's like, you get a welcome call. We're sending you an amazing gift. Like, it's all about that experience that you're providing. Not that you don't provide an amazing experience when you're doing other things. It's just on a whole other level.
Right.
And then the community, the accountability, that's huge for us. A lot of people that we work with, they need the accountability. They don't need content. They know everything they need to know. It's just, they need someone to help them. They've weathered the storms, you know, they're seasoned business owners. And so they really just need, the community is a big part of it, but it's a small community. And then also just the accountability and the strategizing at this level. So it's a whole different level than, you know, if you're starting a new business.
Yes.
So, and I think you have to be mindful of that and making sure that the people that are coming in, that you don't have a whole bunch of different types of people, meaning you don't have people that are new to business. You don't have people that are been in business for 10 years, because those are very different people. So you can't let everybody into this, even if they're willing to pay, into this high ticket.
Yeah. It needs to be that curated experience.
Yeah.
So when you were crafting your Savvy Business Circle, what were some of the things, like you talk about accountability and that community, like in terms of actual things that you do inside of the Savvy Business Circle, like what does that look like on a practical level?
Yeah. So when they first come in, we have a really good onboarding experience. So, you know, the normal, like you probably would with a course, your emails and all that kind of stuff. But ours is really getting them to take action right away. And so they listen to a few audios of, so that they can, the framework we have is identify the problem, clarify the solution, and then specify the offering. And so they go through those and then they do a self-assessment. So we have an assessment and they tell us if they're red, yellow, or green on that. Like, okay, what are you feeling about it? And then they submit their assessment to us. And then we give them one-on-one feedback based on their assessment. And at the end of that, so it's usually like the first 2 weeks that all this is happening. At the end of that, we do a Savvy Success Plan, which gives them the next 90 days. Like, what are the next 90 days going to look for them? So this new product that we're actually launching is just the first part of that. So that's called the Accelerator.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so it's not any different than the circle on this front end, but either you can join us in the circle after that, or you can just take that and run with it.
Right.
And I just think that one-on-one feedback, now with the accelerator, we're not giving you multiple feedbacks. You know, with the circle, we are like diving in nitty gritty until we get it exactly right. We're coming up with all this stuff. And then if you go into the circle, then the next part of the framework is, how do you attract the people? How do you convert them? How do you deliver the product? Mm-hmm. And then how do you launch? How do you automate with Evergreen? And then how do you delegate to your team? So that's kind of the process. And some people, what I love about having the framework, but it not being so linear, although it's circular, is that if someone has already figured out the attraction part, but they need the launch part, or, you know, they have the team, but they haven't figured out quite the automation, we can go at those different areas without going, okay, I have, you know, they've already done this, now we can just jump into this.
Right.
But I think the cool part has been realizing that first part is so significant that's like another product, but it's not us creating anything different. It's just allowing people in at that level, at that price point. And then if they really want all of the other stuff, which is a lot of us, I mean, we're in with them every week. We're asking them, okay, what are you working on? How can we help? We're giving them feedback. Like, the circle is very high touch.
Right.
So,
and as the like leader and founder of this, how do you actually manage that with your day-to-day life as a mom? Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. So I have I have a really small team. I used to have like a team of 10, and we have a really small team now. So I just have my graphic designer who does everything, like website and PDFs and everything visually for me.
Right.
She's been with me for 5 or 6 years now. And then I have my business manager that does all project management. She does all system. She controls all of that. So I really get to step back and be the person that I'm, what I'm really good at. And that's like the person that comes up with the vision of the things. And I hand it over to Amanda, my business manager. And she goes, okay, that's great, Heather, that you have all these amazing ideas, but this is how it will actually work.
Right.
This is how we can execute it. And so this last night I was asking her, okay, this is what I'm thinking, but can we execute it in the way that we need to execute it? And she was like, well, these are the tweaks we need to make. So she really handles all that. So like, she does all the posting and she does, and then I just get to come in and coach and dive in and give love and support and strategized with them. So, yeah, that's how it works for us. And I'm so thankful for that because she's been with me for like 5 years too. So,
and what's great about that is like, you're playing into your strengths. Like you said at the top of this episode, like that is what you're best at. And so you have designed a team to support you to allow you to just do those things that you're really good at.
Yeah. And I love that because if you leave it to me to try to like manage the times and the dates and all of that stuff, it'll be a disaster.
Right.
Actually, when I do go in and do that, they're like, okay, Heather's clearly been in here messing with me.
Just like changing the password on you so you can't come in and like make any changes.
That has happened actually before.
So back to like creating the high ticket offer idea with the Savvy Business Circle, it sounds, and the accelerator portion of it too, it sounds like this is like a rolling thing for you. You accept new people all the time instead of doing cohorts. So can you speak to like why you made that choice?
Yeah, I just wanted it to be available for people when they're ready.
Yeah.
I don't believe in heavy, you know, pushy sales. Mm-hmm. But I believe that when it's the right time for people, I want it to be available for them. And of course we have, I do scale sessions. So if we have a qualification system, and then if they qualify, I think it would be, if my team thinks it would be a good fit, then for the accelerator, we don't do this, but for the circle, we have a call, and I really figure out, you know, like, what are their struggles, where are they now, where do they want to go, what's the gap in between, can we help them with that, with what we do, and if so, then, you know, bring them in. But for me, I really want it to be about like the right fit. So I just don't let anybody in. It's really got to be a great fit, and it's really got to be you saying like, I'm ready for this, because there's a lot of people that come in and they are, you can tell right away that they are not ready, and that's okay. But I'm, you know, so for me, I like the rolling. Mm-hmm. There's ways that you have to market that different than obviously if you're doing launches or whatever.
Yeah. Can we dive into that a little bit? Like what have been some successful marketing strategies that you've used for your high ticket offer?
Yeah. So I am on Instagram is kind of the place that I love to be. And so I just, the Facebook group that I have, the free Facebook group, is kind of the first of the funnel. You know, I've done a million different kinds of funnels for different products. So the funnel that I have for like the membership is completely different from the funnel that I have for this. But, so they apply basically, but it's through, so how we do it is that I talk about it on Facebook and Instagram. We get people in, to either one, I have a chat with them. So I have things set up in Facebook and Instagram that are asking these qualifying questions.
You mean like through Messenger or through the DMs?
Yes. Yeah, so in Instagram, I have the DMs. I use quick replies.
Okay.
In Instagram. And so I have them all set up. So when someone's, so what I do is I say, okay, are you interested in having a membership mastermind or group program? I do a lot of polls, and if they say yes on one of them, then I kind of start that sequence with them in Instagram.
Interesting.
And I have the DMs set up in quick replies. So it's like boom, 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 boom. And if they, as long as they answer yes to this, then I take them through the next thing, and it quickly takes them through, setting up a scale session with me.
I love that.
Yeah. And then you can actually do it so that everything's through Facebook. If you want to do it, you can have everything set up, because your Instagram DMs, if you connect them, you can actually use your Messenger for both.
Using the same quick reply software.
Yeah. So that like my team can handle it, and it doesn't always have to be like, I don't have to be the one like responding on Instagram all the time.
Of course.
Although I am the one responding most of the time on Instagram, but my team can see kind of who's coming in. We have a tagging system that you do. But then through Facebook. So it's either my Facebook group, my Facebook page, or my website. Those take you through a messenger bot. And it says on my sales page too, like, you're going to go to a messenger, you're going to Facebook Messenger. It's going to ask you these questions.
Yep.
Once you go through the questions, it tells you, like, you get points for each question that you answer. And if it's the right one, the right answer that you need to qualify, then at the end it says, you know, you've got 30 points. Now you can set up your scale session.
Oh, that's so interesting. And the thing that I love about that is, like, if somebody really truly is ready for a high ticket group coaching program like that, they know that this is the way to screen applicants, right? And they're probably like the ones who actually see that through and go through the process are the ones. It's almost like a screening tool right then and there. Yes. They are the ones who are genuinely interested, and the ones who might feel like that's a burden or like don't want to have to do that, they're not the right fit anyway. So
if they don't understand that process, then they're usually not a good fit.
Exactly. So I love that, because it's like filtering people out at multiple different times in the process. So
I have people all the time going, just checking out your bot. I'm like, okay.
I love that. Like, instead of funnel hacking, you're bot hacking.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Okay. Good to see you. I hope it helped.
And in terms of, like, even before that level, like before they've even gotten to the bot stage, when we're thinking about you being active in your free Facebook group or you being active on Instagram, how often do you actually mention the Savvy Business Circle or put out those questions of, like, is this something you're interested in doing? Because I see so many struggling entrepreneurs hesitate to talk about their thing. They feel like they're being way too salesy. And I always say, like, you know, if you don't talk about it, nobody's going to know that you do that thing, right? You don't need to be so hidden about it, and you need to build up the brand recognition of, like, who you are and what you do. So can you just speak to that for, like, a second?
Yeah. So I'll tell you the things, how I do on in each thing. So on Instagram, I do the polls. So I ask, a thing that I learned, I actually took a course from Elise Dharma.
Oh yeah.
Who I was like, I don't even know how I'm going to learn more about Instagram. Like, I've been on Instagram for, like, since the beginning of time, really. Yeah. So, like, I feel like I know everything. And then she taught me this one specific thing that I was really excited about, which I hadn't thought about before. I had always done the polls and then, like, a yes or no.
Yes.
And I was like, oh no, she said, don't do that. Do, like, choices. But a lot of people will be like, yes, or super yes. And I'm like, okay, that still isn't really giving you the answers that you want. So what I do is I had graphics made up, and it says, do you want to join? It's different photos of me, and they're in different layouts, but they all say the same thing. And it says, you know, are you interested, or do you want to start a membership mastermind group program? And then I have on the poll, like, membership group program. And then I'll be like, or mastermind. And so, because mastermind is probably, like, the one that isn't chosen as much. That's why I put it in a different area. But then people will say a membership, yes, or mastermind. And so then I just go from there and I reply to them, go, okay, well then, and I take them through the steps.
Yeah.
So that's how I do that. I also drive people through. So I have one post that says, actually two for that. One that says, I've been testing a lot. One that says, DM me with FB group, Facebook group. And so you can get into my Facebook group. And then I've used another one that says, just swipe up and you can get in my Facebook group. And so I'm testing to see kind of which one, and they're both kind of working. So
I love that.
Yeah. So with that, I do that every week.
Okay.
So with that I drive people to the Facebook group, and I have the three questions. And the first one is, like, are you in, you know, do you want to scale your business with the membership mastermind group program? The second one is, do you currently have one or do you want one? So they tell me if I have one or I want one.
Yeah.
So I know when you're coming in, how I can speak to you. And then the third one is they give me their email address. And so with that, we use group funnels. And so everything is connected to Active Campaign. So then they start into a welcome sequence through that, and you nurture them. But then also what we do is DM them and friend them and really get to figure out like what are they struggling with. And then right. you can follow up that way.
So with your Facebook questions to get into your Facebook group, group funnels is what you use to connect
correct
that to your email service provider.
Yes.
Yeah. Love that. Oh, Heather is dropping all of the juicy tips in this episode.
I learned this from other people. A lot of what I've learned has been through, my coach was talking more. So I learned a ton through them, him and the people in Black Belt. So I can't take the credit for all those.
No, but still, it's just, these are the things often that people struggle with because it stays manual for such a long time for so many people. Yes. And it feels super overwhelming. And so the more we can like automate these types of systems to really have like that attraction system just flowing, the better. So
that. I started with systems, like I have systems for everything.
Yes. Yes. So, that is so good. And then with your free Facebook group, do you still go in there and do you do like Facebook Lives in there still, or are you really more on Instagram now?
So, you know, so I've had like three, you know, I've had all the Facebook groups. I was probably like one of the first like big Facebook groups.
Yeah.
And so the way I ran them then is very different than the way I run them now. So I actually have a small Facebook group. I just started it, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
And I think there's only like 200 people in there because it's very intentional about, very specific. Like you have to be established business owner. Most people are, you know, over 3 years and they want a membership, group program, or mastermind. So it's not just like, hey, here's a place for all. Yeah. No. And then what I started doing, which I love now, is I do Savvy Mondays with Heather. And so on Monday, we either have a guest come in and I do a live with them, or I do a live based on questions that people have asked me.
Oh, I love that.
That's been really fun. I love Facebook Live. I love doing things that are live.
Yes.
It's kind of off the cuff. I'm not a great set and record. And like, I don't function that way. So I sound like a robot when I have to like record. I think like courses weren't great for me.
For that reason.
Yeah. I'd always be like, oh, it's not good enough. And now I sound like a robot and I'm just reading the script. And I don't operate great like that. So the Facebook Lives are great for me. And then just really paying attention to what people are having questions with. And then I do polls in there. So right when they come in, you know, I have the welcome and I say, but another thing that we are going to be doing because we have the accelerator is we are going to do a masterclass that'll lead into that.
Yes. So, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You mean like an evergreen recorded masterclass that
that's what we did with the membership and that worked so well.
That's what I do. And that's what I like teach a lot of my people to do too.
Yeah. It's really, it's cool to that. The whole process is fun to do.
I love it. Yeah. I think that is like one of the most fun things is like building out those systems and how they work. Yes. But I think that's like oftentimes what's really overwhelming for people and like seeing how all the puzzle pieces fit together.
What we did, I mean, what we'll be doing for, I'll tell you, for the accelerator is similar to what we did for the master or for the membership. So we'll do a masterclass, but it'll still be like, it'll be evergreen. So you'll be able to get into the accelerator whenever, but we will have deadline funnels so that every person you do have what basically for anyone that doesn't know what that means is it does each person that comes in kind of gets ID'd with a certain number. So you set it up so they only have a specific number of days that they can actually join and you do your welcome sequence and your nurturing sequence built with that, which I'm sure if you've listened to Gemma, she's a genius at all this. So you already know this stuff, but that's how we'll do the accelerator. And that's how we'll sell that on the evergreen model.
Yeah. I mean, it basically allows you to have customized open and closed door periods for people as they come into your sphere and want to like check you out and check out the product.
Right. And not having to launch.
Not having to launch all the time. Right. Just, you're there and can open the doors for people as if they're looking for a solution right away and they're ready to be a fast action taker, they're going to hop right in then.
Right.
And, but it means that you do have that level of urgency still built into the process so that, you know, it converts at the rate you would like it to. And some people feel kind of weird about deadline funnel or something like that. But I, you know, we stand in integrity. Like if you lose out on your opportunity to hop in during that time, well, you need to wait until the live launch time. Like that was your opportunity to jump on in. So, you know, we are in alignment with what we are saying. This isn't some like scammy thing, right?
No. So, you have to stand integrity with that because if not, it will.
it'll backfire.
It'll backfire on you. And I've seen people that have done that. No, I'm the same way. It's like, you have this time. If you miss the time, then you have to wait until we actually do open it up.
Exactly. Like a public launch.
Yeah. But there's ways to do that. And I think that, you know, you don't have to be like ashamed or feeling bad or feeling like that's smart business stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, totally. Well, this has been so helpful. I think there's one last question that I have about high ticket offers. And then I would love for you to like speak about the Savvy Business Circle and where people can get more info from you. But I think one of the biggest struggles that I see people grappling with when they want to launch something high ticket is their own confidence in themselves. And like sometimes like an imposter syndrome or something coming in and mucking about with people's mindsets to feel like they aren't worth the whatever high ticket means to you, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000, like whatever that is in your industry, they're not worth that amount, or they don't think that they are seen as expert enough to be worth that amount. So when you come across students or clients or people in your community who struggle with that, what are some of the things that you say to them?
Yeah, you have to do the work at the beginning to get that mindset straight.
Right.
Because if not, it will destroy you. It will continue to come back up and just keep coming back up. But I do want to say that we all struggle with that.
Yeah.
Like Gemma and I struggle with that. There are days where I'm like, what the heck am I doing? So that doesn't mean that I have reached a level of, oh, mindfulness. And now my mindset is like good all the time. And it's just, you know, roses and rainbows. That's not true. So I think that you always have that. It's just that how do you deal with that? And where do you come back and center yourself? And so for me, it's really knowing that I am really good at what I do. I know that. If you don't know that about yourself or don't feel that, then we got to get to a place where you do feel really good about it. And that's usually just people really having the things out in front of them to see that the proof is there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they think that they don't have all the stuff. And I'm like, well, what about all these things that you've done? And I think the biggest thing is when I'm working with people, because they're usually shifting from a service-based kind of model to more of a teaching model. And a lot of times they think, oh, well, I'm not a good teacher and I can't do that. And I'm like, you know this really well. And so I think the other part of it is that if you're moving to a teaching or a coaching model, you still have to learn the skills to be a good teacher and good coach.
Yes.
So there is that, because I think a lot of people skip that and then they're like, well, I don't understand why it's not working out. It's like, well, that's fine that you have all this knowledge about this one thing, but if you don't improve your skills as a teacher or a coach, then it doesn't matter how much you know about that. So I kind of look at both ends of the spectrum. Like you can be a really good coach and a teacher, but if you don't know the stuff really well. And so I always say you need to be able to work with people and you need to have some knowledge and some, you know, data. I feel like this with Evergreen, people always just want to I want to go Evergreen. I'm like, have you ever launched anything yet? Do you have the data? Do you know what the people's problems are? Do you know how you're going to solve it? And a lot of times not, because it looks sexy to do.
Yes, they just want to jump forward.
Yeah, right? It's like, oh, I can just have it all work out for me. And it's like, if you haven't taken those steps in the beginning, you're not, that evergreen model is not going to work for you.
No.
So yeah, that's how I handle it. And I just really think that you kind of have to check in all the time. And I come from a place of positivity and gratitude. So that's the people that I attract are the same way.
Yes.
So when we get out of sorts a little bit, I'm like, okay, bring it back in, center it to what really matters. And let's figure out, let's figure out the solution, not keep talking about the problems kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. And I love that you just brought up that we attract what we put out there. So the fact that, yes, you do, you, as somebody who watches like Heather's Instagram, like she totally comes from a place of positivity and gratitude, and just your stories that you post in your, you know, your meditations or like the captions that you put on things, like you can feel that coming through your marketing stuff. So like, of course, if people resonate with that, they're going to want to join your program. And, but if you're somebody who puts out something different, like that's how, that those are the types of people that are going to come into your world too. So
yeah. And being, so you have to be aware of that, what you're putting out in the world. If you want something different than what, if you're attracting a people that you're like, oh, this is not my ideal people, or why is everybody like talking about one another, whatever. Well, what are you doing to attract that into your world? And for me, I don't deal with drama. I don't deal with any of that stuff. And it doesn't mean that we can't have bad days or we can't, you know, have struggles, because that's all there. I think you have to be relatable, and it has to be, you know, I don't want to use the word authentic, but it has to be who you are, because if not, people will snuff you out really quickly.
Real quick.
And know that it's not an alignment. There's not an alignment there from who you really are. And actually when they work with you, they'll see, you know,
that's right.
Like I'm a mother, you know, I'm a mama bear. So they know that about me. They know when you come in that I'm going to be up in your business and want to know everything about you and how I can help you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the kind of people I attract, and that's good. I mean, but it doesn't mean that's the way that you have to attract people. Like if that's not your personality, if you're the one that drops like F-bombs every day, then do it. Like that's
exactly
me, that your audience is going to be attracted to that. And you're going to attract the people that you feel comfortable with too. So
exactly. Yeah. Okay. So where can people find out more about you and follow you and hear more about the Savvy Business Circle and all the things?
Yes. Yeah, so it's just really easy. It's heathercrabtree.com is where I'm at. Everything's there. And then on Instagram, which is where I love to hang out. It's Heather_Crabtree.
Okay. So as you guys are listening to this podcast episode, I hope you've been able to get some big ahas and big takeaways. And if you want to snap a pic and tag both Heather and I on Instagram, we would both love to hear from you and continue the conversation over there. So thank you, Heather, so much for coming on the show today. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you, Gemma. This has been fun.
Yay. Are you a digital product creator but aren't seeing the sales you want in your business yet? Not sure how to effectively market your offers and scale them? Don't have an evergreen funnel and live launching system that works for you? Then you need to go register for my free masterclass, Make Mo Money, Honey, How to Grow and Scale Your Digital Product Business. I'm walking you through some of my best tips, like the hybrid marketing method and the bucket system, and letting you in on the three big mistakes I see so many digital entrepreneurs making that are keeping them stuck. This 1 hour could be the thing that radically transforms your business and life. Go register at GemmaBonhamCarter.com/class.